the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Oh, man. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, I know it was the blood. For me, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, I know it was the blood. For me, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood.
The song again. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
Hallelujah.
I know
it was the blood
for me and you. One day when I was
upon the cross,
I know it was the blood for me.
Once more,
I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood.
My brother, my sister,
amen.
As we stand before our Lord this evening, it was the blood that brought us here. It was the blood that has made us what we are today. And that, Lord, as we keep on coming, oh God, we keep on coming every night, Lord, Father, tonight, Lord Jesus, as your children stand before you, they always come, O God, with something upon their hearts, Lord. They always come, O Lord, to cast their burdens, Lord, upon you. They always come, O Lord, looking for something, Lord Jesus. O Father, the blood that was shed on Calvary for us. O Lord, turn, Lord Jesus. Turn tonight, O God, and look at your children, Lord. All what is upon their hearts that, Lord, they've brought to your house, O God. I pray by that same blood, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, never allow them to go the same, O Lord. Father, never allow them to go the same. Lord, do something tonight, O Lord. Let them carry a testimony, O God, and come back to praise your name, O Lord. O Father, we thank you, O Lord Jesus, for all that, Lord, you have done for us. The day that has passed, O God, our children, to school and back, O Lord. And even at our homes, at our working places, Lord. Father, we have seen your mighty hand, O God. Father, we thank you even above all the great grace that, Lord, you have given to us. Oh, even to be gathered at your feet, Lord. Father, once again, O Lord, look at your children. Look at them, O Lord. Look at them, Lord Jesus. And whatever is in their hands, Lord, they surrender to you, O God. Lord, hear your children. Just say a word to your Lord. Just say a word to him. The Lord, I've come. Tell him something. The Lord, I've come. I've come this evening. I'm with all expectation tonight, Lord, that there is going to be a change. There is something that is going to happen, oh God. Lord, I cannot go back with my burdens. I cannot go back with my problems. I cannot go back, Lord, with my requests that, Lord, you will not meet me, oh God. Father, tonight your children, just like Jacob wrestled with you, oh Lord, they are wrestling. The Lord, until you bless them, oh God, they are not going to leave your presence, Lord. Oh, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, O God. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, Richie, bless you for coming. How many believe that the Lord is here? He's here to fill our cups. Amen. Let us all just surrender to him, our hearts, our thoughts, and everything tonight. And let's come back with a testimony. There's something that is so much heavy upon my heart that we keep on coming, and yet it looks as if the Lord is silent. But we are assured that our God, he will meet us according to his glory. Amen. Amen. Just carry on with that faith, believing he will do it. He will do it. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you. Our prayer meetings that we have been coming, we've taken the opportunity also to learn something, to study the Word of God. And out of it, then, we begin to find something as an exhortation, and then we begin to pray. So you see that our prayer meetings, normally, it's a matter of just coming, probably picking something from the Bible, and then a short exhortation, and then we enter into prayer. And that is the way that it might have gone. But we've taken the opportunity also to be studying the Word of God. Amen. Amen. So we saw that we studied the seven virtues of a perfect man. for which the Lord says it makes you to be a partaker of the divine nature. And after that, I wanted us to go and look into the word, the Hebrews, the book of Hebrews. I tried as much as possible to get something, an inspiration from the Lord. It was not forthcoming until, because there was something upon my heart that we will continue with the pyramid. After the seven virtues, we go on to the seven churches. But I'd wanted to skip it. It never worked. So I had to still come back to the seven churches. Amen. So last week, if you remember, we started with, we are just going to deal with what? What God is expecting us also to do. Amen. Brethren, it's two things. We need also to find out what God actually wants us to do. So that when we put those things right, then when we ask, definitely it shall be given unto us. Amen. When we seek, we shall find. Amen. And when we knock, it shall be opened unto us. So we started with Ephesian church. So last week, what we looked at was, we looked at the complaint of God. The complaint of God to the Ephesian church. What he has seen to be wrong, so that they put it to right. So this evening, we are going to look at the warning of God to Ephesian church. Praise the Lord. So let us take our Bibles. Let's turn to Revelation 2:5. We need to know our shortcomings also and put them right. Praise God. Let's hear the word of God. He said, "Remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen, and repent. And do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." Amen. Amen. Let's bow down our heads again. Heavenly Father, this is your word, O God, and you are the author of it, O God. Father, tonight we want to hear something, Lord, from the message, the warning you gave to the Ephesian church. And the prophet said, it is not only to the Ephesian church, but it is a warning to all the church ages. And Lord, it is a warning to us also. So Lord Jesus, let us know from you, O God, what you want us to do and where, Lord Jesus, you want us to place ourselves, Lord. Father, we accept your warning tonight, and we will make things right, O Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May we be seated. So, as I said, last week we were on the complaints of God. And what was the complaint of God? The complaint of God was that he said, nevertheless, as the same Revelation 2:4, he said, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." Amen. Because thou hast left thou the first love that you had. So last week we were looking at the first love and where we have fallen so that we will put things right. So today as we look at the verse 5, it said, "Remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen." See? "And repent and do the first work, or else I'll come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." Amen. Now let's look at God's word now. He said, remember. Remember. Amen. And here the prophet is saying that remember here is to bring back into your mind the past. Amen. See, renew your mind. Bring back the memories of the good things and the great moments you had in God, in righteousness and in joy. Bring those times back as remember. Because the people have what? The people, God says, they have left their first love. Church, if we have left our first love, God is telling us that we must remember those days, what we were doing, and bring those things back again. Amen. And then he said, how can you, repent? If you remember when we were dealing with the prodigal son, that table, I don't know if it is there. Before repentance actually can come, you must come to a certain position. That is realization. You see, you go to realize your situation first before you can what? Before you can repent. So we see that said, realization first must come before repentance. Until you realize you are living in the wrong, it is impossible to totally repent. You must what? Realize that you are living in the wrong before you can what? You can repent. But if you feel that there is nothing wrong with you, how can you repent, my brother? If there is nothing wrong, you see that everything is okay, then you can never repent. Amen. And so the prophet said, God tells them to remember. That means evidently something had left their mind. They had forgotten something. He told them to turn back in their minds to their point of origin. The origin of the first age of Pentecost. See? They should, what? Bring back in their minds the origin. How they started. They should just remember those times. Amen. He said, back to then, when he said, if you are able to remember, then you have to compare those times and the time you are living in now. Amen. The prodigal son, he started to remember. Praise the Lord. He said, when he had come unto himself, when he had come unto himself, let's turn to that scripture. As Luke. Let's look at that scripture. Luke. Luke 15. Luke 15, verse 17. Luke 15, verse 17. He said, and when he came to himself, you see, when he came to himself, that is the realization. Hallelujah. When he came to himself, then he started to what? Look back what he was and who he was. Amen. And then compared it to what his condition that he was in at that moment. Amen. That is the realization before you can repent. Amen. And so he said, how many high servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? Amen. And I perish with hunger. You see? He was looking back. Even in his father's house, the servants have sufficient to eat. And then he is seated here with hunger, fighting over food with what? Pigs. Praise the Lord. So until you see your own, you look back how you were before, and then you compare it to your very time that you are in. Until then, my brother, any kind of repentance would not be what? Would not be right before God. So let us watch this. The prophet said, one little deviation from that, from the word, is a step away from Christ. One little deviation is a step away from Christ. He said, people say they love God. They go to church. And they even shout and rejoice and sing and have great emotional time. But when it is all over, he said, watch and see if they are in that word. That very word that made them to rejoice. Whether they are in that word. Whether they are walking in it. Whether they are living in it. You see? They can say they love God, but their lives tell another story. Oh, Ephesian church, something is happening to you. Dublin church, something is happening to us. He said, go back to Pentecost before it is too late. Hallelujah. Amen. Brethren, let us go back to Pentecost before it is too late. Hallelujah. Truly, my brother, in Dublin church, we got to find if there is anything that is wrong. Because if things are not right, it pulls whatever we ask God, it doesn't what fit into. Until we all come together, we become one unit. Because he said, until two agree. Amen. Let us amongst ourselves bury every indifference and whatever strifes that are between us. Let's be sincere. My brother, if there is something between you and a brother, sister, there is something between you and another sister, go to him, go to her. Get everything right. Let us do this. Amen. The Lord, he knows our heart. You cannot hide from him. So all these things may be holding. The things that we need from God is not what? Forthcoming. Because he said, if you bring your sacrifice, right now you've brought yourself as a sacrifice in his presence. Amen. And he says what? What does the scripture say? He said, when you bring your sacrifices, and you see that, or you remember that you have an oath against a brother and sister, he said, leave your sacrifice. Hallelujah. And go back and what? Put things right with him or her before you come and take it. Then you ask it to be given unto you. We go to what? Get ourselves in the right direction first. We go to search ourselves and make sure that everything is right for us. If you do it right and the person is not ready to accept you, you have done your part. Amen. And God is looking onto that. Amen. Amen. Just do your part, my brother. Just do your part, my sister. And if the person refuses you, you've done your own part. God sees that. Amen. Amen. And the prophet asks, do you know what actually made them lose their first love? What actually made them to lose that their first love? He said it was what? They relaxed. He said Ephesians. Ephesus means relaxed. Drifting. That's the meaning of, that's what the prophet said. That Ephesus means relaxed. Drifting. See, drifting away. Relaxed. And for someone to relax, it takes a lot of things for you to relax. Because of the strife between you and a brother or a sister, it makes you to relax. Because of prayerlessness, it makes you to relax. He said it was because they were relaxing. Ephesus church, they were relaxing. My brother, my sister. That's why we shouldn't relax, my brother. We shouldn't relax. He said it became, he said it had become relaxed. The church has become relaxed and was drifting. Amen. Already backsliding. It has left its first love. They became barren in life and sterile as Enoch. Be serious. Amen. They relaxed. And for that reason, they were drifting away. My brethren, let us, our prayer, your prayer tonight, you can pray and ask the Lord for the quickening power. Amen. To quicken you from any slothfulness. Amen. Amen. Because he said, if we will, can be followers of them, that through faith and patience they were able to inherit the promise, it is through what? We shouldn't relax. We shouldn't be slothful. See? He said, be not slothful. And be followers of them. See, if you are slothful, you can never be followers of those who, through faith and patience, they were able to do what? Inherit the promise. So, brethren, before we pray, all these things we are trying to examine ourselves. If it is not right, let us put it right. The Lord will come and do his also part. Amen. Amen. We shouldn't be like prevailing and then relax. That's what the prophet put it. You prevail and then you relax. When you prevail, my brother, continue prevailing. Amen. 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 Continue prevailing, because the prophet said it takes you back to repeating what? History. It takes the church back to repeating history, in the sense that Israel, one day you see them what? Overcoming their enemies. And then another time you see them in captivity. You see? There is no continuity. One day you see Israel will be what? Winning battles. Another time you see them, they are carried into captivity. Praise the Lord. There is no continuity. So my brethren, one thing is that let there be a continuity in the spirit in our lives. Let us not relax. Amen. Let us prevail all the time. He said, prevail and then relax. That is what happened in what? In the first church age. They prevailed and then later they relaxed. And Ephesian church failed. Amen. My brethren, that's the warning we need to take. And then, the prophet was telling us here that the second warning that he gave was that if you don't repent, I will remove thy candlestick of his place. See? First, the warning is he's trying to tell us that we should repent and go back to what? Our first love. But if we don't repent, then he's coming to take the candlestick out of his place, which is serious. The prophet said a church in that condition can never give light to the world. A church in that condition, when God has taken the candlestick away from amongst you. He said, it is all what? Its light has turned to darkness. He said, God will then take away his faithful messenger and his faithful shepherd and leave them to themselves. That's the way how God does. If we fail to repent, my brother, that's what God is going to do. And now you may ask, what is this candlestick? Praise the Lord. Amen. What is this candlestick? Let's turn to Exodus 25:31. He said, and thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold, of beaten work, shall the candlestick be made. His shaft and his branches, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers, and all be of the same. As be of the same word, gold, that is beaten. Amen. So every part of it is what? It's a pure gold of beaten work. Amen. Now, when you come back to Revelation where we are studying now, you see that he said the candlestick is what? The church. The candlestick is the church. And the candlestick, take notice, is pure gold of beaten work. That has been, it has gone through a lot of what? Trials. Every what? Everything has been taken out of it. Amen. There are no loose ends. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you see that the candlestick is the church. Amen. And who is the church? The prophet said the church is the bride. Amen. And so you are. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are that what? Candlestick. And so the prophet said the bride is likened to pure gold. A beaten work. Amen. 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 My brother, my sister, that's what you are. You see, you must know who you are. You are a pure gold, beaten work. That means you have been what? Really prepared. Some, you know the way how the these goldsmiths, when they want real gold, they beat it, they put it into fire, beat it, put it into water, back into fire. Beat it so that all the dross will what? Will be gone. So that it will remain only what? The pure gold. And the prophet said at times they beat it to the extent that they take the gold and can look at their what? Their faces in the gold. Amen. Amen. So that is what we are. And the prophet said if you are a pure gold, you can never be broken. Amen. Take that tonight. You can never be broken, my brother. Amen. So believe that tonight, that nothing can break you. Amen. As you get into prayer, you are a pure gold. Amen. Of a beaten work. Amen. There is no looseness in you. Amen. Believe it, my brother. Believe it, my sister. That nothing can what? Break you down. Amen. It said nothing can destroy you. Amen. Amen. He said, you go through trials and you go through testings in of this life. But look, my brother, my sister, never give up. Amen. Never give up. Amen. Never relax. Amen. Don't be drifted away. Stay where you are. You are a pure gold. Amen. Of a beaten work. There is no dross in you. You are perfect. You are strong. Nothing can bend you. Nothing can break you. Nothing can destroy you. As we take that into our prayer tonight, my brother, if you believe it, he said, so when the trials are coming, I know we are all going through trials, brother. We are going through a lot of trials. Looks as if things are not working the way how we expect them. But my brother, still remain where you are. Just believe it, that you are what? You are a pure gold. Amen. 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 That God has prepared you You are already prepared, ready to what? To be presented on the master's table. So, my brethren, tonight, who is the devil then? Who is the devil?
Hallelujah.
Where is he?
Yes. Amen.
Who are our enemies then? Who can break us?
Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet said, it is brass. For brass, when brass will break with the beating, brass will break with the beating. This gold of God, as you, will bear her suffering for the Lord. And you will never bow.
Amen.
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 He said, let us not bow, my brother. Let's continue by faith. My brother, let's stand by faith and say, we are the gold of God. Nothing can break us.
Amen.
And then put your request across tonight. And let's see what the Lord will do. Because you got to know who you are. The prodigal son, when he found out who he was, he repented. And so if there has been some loose ends, we have tried to go away from where we need to, we should have stood. My brother, let's go back.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's go back. Tonight, my brother, my sister, just speak with faith. And believe that the Lord is here to answer us.
Amen.
He can't fail. You see, tonight, this morning, the whole day, I went to Brother Vlad's place. And yesterday, it has been on my heart when I was waiting on the Lord, looking into this message. I said, Lord, you know how your people, they come always. They come, they have their requests upon their hearts. Lord, meet them. Lord, meet them. Lord, do something. Amen.
Amen.
How many believe tonight?
Amen.
That he's more than able.
Amen.
My brother, say something tonight by faith. Know that word. You are someone that can never be broken. Let the enemy know. Let every spirit that makes you to relax say, look, I'm not here to relax.
Amen.
I'm here to stand for God.
Amen.
I'm a gold that stands for God.
Amen.
Pure gold. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, this time because of the children. Look, one even is just dozing off there. When we come, we will just short exhortation. We pray and maybe just by 9:15, we just leave here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I think that will help us. The exhortation will be very short, and then we gather into prayer.
Amen.
Amen. So tonight, I'm just taking that way of bringing exhortation, very short one, and then we get on to prayer. That's the most important thing. That's why we came here. How many believe that? And how many believe that tonight, whatever you are going to praise before him,
Amen.
He will answer.
Amen.
My brother, just meet, bring your faith and let me bring my faith.
Amen.
Because it has been something that has been done on me since yesterday.
Amen.
That's something, Lord, do something for your children.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, do something for your children.
Amen.
Let something really take place with God.
Hallelujah.
Because your children are faithful. They come to hear your word. They pray, they go back, and they still see themselves at the same point. They are not moving. But Lord, there is something that you got to do tonight for your children. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. The musicians, please, just come and let's put ourselves into a worship and then begin to pray. The Lord is here.
Amen.
To answer our prayer. But one thing you want to know, let's take the warnings of God. Let us always remember where we have what? We have fallen. And let us what? Put things right.
Yeah.
Remember wherever things are not right in your life, put them right, my brother.
Amen.
That's the most, that's what the warning of God, that's what he wants us to take notice of. Amen.
Amen.
If those things are still holding, how can God also come to your side? He's ready to do what? To meet us. But let us also take his warning. Let us not relax. Brethren, it is not only in church here that you go to pray. Be praying in your homes. Be praying, my brother. Be praying, my sister. Get yourself in that spirit. Because if the spirit is not there, the devil will come and give you another thing. He will make you to relax. Brethren, let's kick away that spirit of relaxation. And get ourselves quickening power to quicken us. Amen. Be praying. Be praying every day, my brother. Be praying every day, my sister. And it will work. Let's not forget the warning of God. Amen. As you are preparing yourself, take notice of what the song is telling you. That you are the candlestick of pure gold. You must claim it, believe it. Believe it, my brother. Believe it, my sister. The things that are upon my heart, my brother, is bending me and is healing me, my brother. We can't believe when we have become relaxed. We can't believe when we are drifting away from the Lord. As you said, you believe. Then prepare yourself and talk with your Lord. Wrestle with him tonight. Wrestle with him. The Lord, unless these things you take it away, unless, Lord, I believe that you have done it for me. Oh, Lord, I'm not going to leave you tonight. Brother, now just talk to him as you have proclaimed that you believe that all things are possible. It is true. The word says so, that all things are possible to them that believe. Let your prayer come to him now. We can't, Lord. Let it out. Wrestle with him. Wrestle with him. If there is anything that is not right, first of all, say, Lord, I repent of it. If there is something that has not been right, say, Lord, I repent tonight. Because he's here to receive that repentance. Clear everything. Oh, you remember? You remember when Lazarus was dead in the cave 4 days? They put a big stone to cover the mouth of the water of the cave. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, the Lord, you've answered our prayer. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, tonight. Our prayers, our utterances, which has come from the Spirit, Lord, will never return to us void. Father, we thank you, God, that right now, Lord, by faith, we see all our prayers as a memorial before you, God. We see it, Lord Jesus, that, Lord, it can never come back void. Because it is in your presence we believe that, Lord, oh, you have answered every prayer tonight. Every utterance, Lord, is before you, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight, what you have done for us. We claim everything that, Lord, the Spirit, through its groanings, has uttered. We claim them in the name of Jesus Christ. We claim them as our possession, O God. So, Father, we possess them. Amen. Because, Lord, we are looking to you for that restoration. Amen. And as long as you have restored to us, we possess them, O God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for the faith that, Lord, you have given to us to claim all that the enemy has taken away from us. We thank you that, Lord, you have restored them, Lord. We bless your name. We bless your name. Thank you in Jesus' name. Will you give us the one song? How many believe tonight? God, Richie, bless you. The Lord has done it. I believe it, that there is something that the Lord has done tonight. It's in me, I don't know. I believe that the Lord has done. Amen. Amen.
As tired soldiers, Father, but Lord, we can come for a recommission, Father. Lord, we can come, Father, for a rearming of our ammunition, Father. For Lord, the enemy, Lord, though he may fight us, Father, but Lord, Father, we shall not be moved, Lord. We shall not, Amen. Father, stay down, Father. Lord, at your command, Lord, through the preaching of the word this night, Father, Lord, we would stand our ground, Father, Lord, and we would resist the devil, Father. Amen. We would resist all evil, Father. Amen. Oh, God, how, Father, Lord, even, Lord, Father, when we look at the way you ministered, not Brother Maxwell, Father, but the way you ministered unto us, Father. How you calling unto us, Father, for a clean heart. Lord, Father, precious beloved Savior, as the prophet said, Father, when the church gets to a point, where, Father, oh God, there'd be nothing between us, oh God. There'd be that perfect love, oh God. Lord, there won't be my understanding or my perception, but it would just be the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, there'd be nothing between me and Brother Pele, nothing between me and Brother Vlad. Father, between brother and brother, and between sister and sister, between sister and brother, and brother and sister. Oh God, there'd just be unity and love. Father, when we get to that point, we believe we'd be like the 120 in the upper room, Lord. Father, your spirit would come so strong upon us, oh God. Lord, and would just so fill us, oh God, that when we'd go out of this place, Father, the people will know that these people are Christ people, Father. Amen. They are Christians, oh God. Lord, the people, Father, would even fear. And Lord, then you'd be able to add to your church, Father. But Lord, until then, Lord, we are just hitting and missing and aiming and missing, Father. Lord, we are just coming by our own man-made power, by our own man-made abilities, oh God. Father, help us that we lay that aside and we get back, Father, to the faith that our fathers once had. Father, Lord Jesus, where, Lord, Savior, Father, a sister would scream amen in the church and we would say amen as well. Father, a brother, Lord, Father, would do whatever, Lord, Savior, but it would be in the Spirit, oh God.
Amen.
Bless us, Father, we pray. Give us, Father, oh, mighty Savior, the faith of our fathers. Give us, Lord God, mighty Savior, that all these messages that have been ministered on our prayer meetings, oh God, of the upper room and, Lord, Savior, of the, Lord, Father, pyramid, Lord, we'd not only, Lord, be just hearers, but we'd be doers of this word,
Amen.
Oh God. Bless our brother, bless his efforts, oh God. Lord, I can imagine being a minister, preaching to people and never seeing the life in the people. Father, we pray that, Lord, you'd help us, that we'd, Lord, Savior, become one with your word.
Yes,
Lord, that, Lord, Savior, even in our next meeting, we'd come with great expectation.
Amen.
Father, we are so excited tonight, even to see Brother Johnny and Sister Eve.
Amen.
Father, Lord, what a blessing it is, Lord. Father, could this be, Lord, Savior? Father, us, Lord, moving into the rapture cycle, oh God. Father, Lord, when your bride would start gathering, Lord, Savior,
yes,
together.
Lord,
Father, for that last cry, Lord, Savior, God. Give us mercy, Lord, Savior, God.
Amen.
Lord, that one day, Lord, Savior, even as our brother desires, that all these seats would be so full on a Wednesday.
Amen.
They'd be so full on a Friday. They'd be so full on a Sunday, Lord, Savior, God. Lord, then we believe, Lord, Savior, God. Then your church is preparing, Lord, Savior, for thine return, Lord,
Amen.
Savior, God. Give each and every one of us our heart's desires tonight. You know
yes,
the needs
Lord.
That we have. Lord, Savior, each individual, each home. Father, you provide as we have need tonight, Lord. Father, there's no one here tonight that can say we have it all. Father, we are all a needy people.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Need thee, Lord Jesus. Provide for us as we have need, Lord, Savior, God. Bless our every effort, Lord, Savior, God. And whilst we're away from this place, as our brother said tonight, help us that we be prayerful, oh God.
Yes,
Lord, that
Lord,
we, Lord,
Jesus.
Savior, be a people that would read even into these things, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, that when we come, Lord, Savior, on a Friday, Lord, Savior, Father, we'd come, Lord, Savior, with a flame and we'd all join our flame to
Amen.
Make one big flame, Father. Give us your grace now as we part. Keep us as we part. Bring our sister Lydia home. Safely, we pray.
Yes, Lord.
Provide Sister Tara the things she has need of.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord God, a friend, Lord Savior, who doesn't believe in any message, Lord, got her papers, Lord, but she believes in thee, O God. She's brought a petition to thee, Lord, tonight.
Yes,
you
God.
Provide as she has need, Lord. Father, I'm grateful, Lord Savior, for that interview, Lord Savior, that didn't work out. For Lord,
Amen.
It's a perfect assurance and a blessed assurance
Amen.
That you have a better job, O God. Bless us as we part, we pray. Keep us now, Lord Savior God. And Lord, you stir up your people at home.
Yes,
bring
Lord.
Them back, Lord Savior God, to the fold. Lord, bring them to thine house, Lord Savior God. We don't want tribulation to bring us here.
Yes,
but we want
Lord.
To come, Lord, Father, willingly on our own, Lord.
Amen.
And bless and prosper all our efforts, Lord. And bless us until we meet again. Restore faith and strength to our brother Maxwell and brother Andrew,
Thank
Lord Savior
Lord
God.
Jesus.
As they labor here, brother Francois, as well as they labor, you give them grace and strength, we pray. Bless us as we are all laboring people. Guide us as we part. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Just as the prayer was being offered, the sacrifice was being offered, the Holy Spirit just reminded me of a request Pastor made, that they met a certain sister by the name Anita, a Roman Catholic, and the witness to her. And Pastor asks that we remember that sister in prayer. Keep that sister in prayer.
Amen.
That the Lord will bring him out from where she is. That the Lord will let the message of this hour, the light of this hour, to shine upon her way. Always remember that sister in prayer, that if she is the one bride that the whole of Belfast, she's the one, let her come into the fold. Let her receive
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that will show her to be able to grasp this message. We know our sisters, it's always very difficult. But when the Holy Spirit comes in, it takes away the things of the world and restores them as daughters of God. So remember her, in your prayer, Sister Anita. And we believe that the Lord has already touched her.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for this evening.
Amen.
That you have answered your children. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming.
Amen.
It has been a wonderful time, and we thank the Lord. Amen.
Come on, come in, come on.
God bless you for coming. I heard Brother John and Sister names mentioned. I believe this is not going to be the first time and the last time. Glory to bless you. Come in. I love my little daughter over there.
Let him hear what the Spirit said to the church. Never fear, never fear. Come and drink of this cup. You will never thirst again. Takers of the sin, the sins of which heaven calls tears and iniquities, the Spirit and the Bride say, come, come on, come, come in, come on. Us back. Come and drink of this world. You will never thirst again. Oh, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Spirit and the Bride say, come. The Spirit and the